Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicky Pepper. The pandemic has changed the way we use the internet. Whether for streaming TV, buying groceries, or video calling, most people have created new online digital accounts during lockdown. In fact, the average person created 15 new accounts since COVID began, greatly expanding our vulnerability to cyber attacks. As we spend more of our lives online, it's increasingly important to keep our information safe. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and here with some tips to protect our online accounts is Google cybersecurity expert Grace Hoyt. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
Grace, what are some tools that we can use to keep our passwords safe?
You said it yourself. We're creating more accounts than ever, myself included, ever since the start of the COVID pandemic. And we have a lot of different accounts and a lot of passwords. The most important thing to do is to keep your password safe and secure. And the great news is that we have the latest technology called a password manager. And that allows you to store, generate, and manage your passwords all online through that tool, so you don't have to. So sort of gone are the days of writing your password down on a piece of paper, throwing it in a drawer, and never seeing it again. This tool does that for you. And we know that folks are interested in this. Searches for how strong is my password increased by 300% last year. And we do know that cyber attacks are on the rise, and the majority of data breaches are due to poor password security. So this is a really important tool for everyone to use. And that way, you don't have to keep track of your passwords or try to come up with a kind of like creative password and to circumvent the hackers. It's all done in the password manager.
Like, the biggest challenge for me has been remembering all of my passwords.
Yeah, you're not alone. And I think it is, in part, that's why we're seeing that folks are reusing the same password, which is really not what you want, because you don't, in the event that it's compromised, you don't want someone to have one password and be able to get into all of your accounts. So that's what I love about the password manager, is that it generates that for you. And it also does let you know in the event that something does happen to your password, if it is compromised, it gives you notifications, so you can change it right away.
How else can we strengthen the security for our Google accounts?
Yeah, you can strengthen the security for your Google account through an additional tool called Google Security Checkup. I love this tool. The user experience is really clean and simple, no technical jargon. And what it does is it takes a look across your account, and it provides personalized and actionable recommendations to help you strengthen your account security. And you can find that in myaccount.google.com.
And what is two-step verification?
Two-step verification is a really important way to defend against hackers. So the way I describe it is, it's that second layer of identity verification to make sure that it's you. So when you log in with a password, once you're enrolled in two-step verification, it will also have another way to make sure you're really the one trying to sign in. Usually we see that as someone connecting their phone to the step, and they could get a text message, or if they prefer, a voice call to confirm that it's them. And this is great, because if a hacker does in fact get your password, they don't actually have a way to get into your account because they don't have that second step of verification. I'm really excited to share that Google announced earlier this year that we're automatically enrolling all of our users in two-step verification. But if you don't want to wait until that happens automatically, you can go into your Google account and sign up yourself. And we do recommend two-step verification for all accounts, not just Google.
I've been speaking with Google cybersecurity expert Grace Hoyt. Is there anything else we should know?
I'd say, to wrap it up, I think we talk a lot about this fear, uncertainty, or doubt, cybersecurity, this feeling that it's just bound to happen to me. But there are really these three simple steps you can take today to protect yourself, not just during Cybersecurity Awareness Month, but throughout the entire year. So get that password manager, use security checkup, and enroll in two-step verification.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for these tips to help keep us safe online.
Thank you.